The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJEP, J98 The Boot, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
And welcome out to Festus High School. Matt Greenwood with you for the Class 3 District 2 Volleyball Tournament. It is the first round, and that means we have three matchups for you today. And with the semis and championship played on the same day, we'll have all three of those matches for you tomorrow as well. As for who's going to be playing tomorrow, we do know the Central Rebels are guaranteed that spot. They are the first seed, which means they get a first round bye. However, other teams got to play and fight for their spot into the semifinals. So our first matchup today features the fourth-seeded DeSoto Dragons at 10 wins, 15 losses, 5 ties. And then they are going up against the 5-seed St. Genevieve Dragons as well, who are 11, 14, and 4. So these two teams record-wise just about evenly matched, and that makes for a really, really good potential for a really, really good volleyball match. Last time these two teams played, it was earlier this year. St. Jen wasn't full squad. They are now. This will be their second game fully healthy, but it was DeSoto that got the best of the St. Jen Dragons, 2-0 about a month ago. So St. Genevieve is out for a little bit revenge today. Also, we're going to have 2-seed Festus take on 7-seed Herculaneum. That is about 20 minutes following the conclusion of this one. And then North County and Potosi will round out the first round games for this Class 3 District 2 Volleyball Tournament. So a lot of volleyball coming at you today, and we are looking forward to having it for you right here on the MIMO Info Sports stream. If you're listening, by the way, and would like to let someone know who's interested in listening how to find the broadcast, well, please explain it to them. And the easiest way I know how is, say, go to MIMOinfo.com and click on the MIMO Info Sports Stream logo at the top of the page. That is the best way I can think to describe it, and I'm sure you're thinking the same thing. By the way, it's the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ludington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That's Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit. You can go online anytime you want. 24/7 is what they say. And that's at Fleegs.com, F-L-I-E-G-S, Fleegs.com. As part of our Fleegs Equipment pregame show, we have coach interviews. We're going to go ahead and we're going to talk to Jessica Fowler, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, and then we'll wrap up our pregame activities with a conversation with Lindsey Brinkman, head coach of the DeSoto Dragons. Right now, everyone is warming up. We're inside of 10 minutes to go before the start of this one. It's the Class 3 District 2 Volleyball Tournament on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
The leaves are turning, temperatures are falling, and the flavors of the holidays have returned to Prairie Farms. Prairie Farms flavored milks add a delightful taste to the holidays. Flavors like chocolate custard, maple pecan, sugar cookie, chocolate mint, and holiday custard. And don't forget their delicious eggnog. No holiday table would be complete without sour cream, dips, cottage cheese, and ice cream. Prairie Farms, dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is teamwork. Innovative Warehousing, a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message is brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution, celebrating 25 years of service in Farmington and the surrounding areas.
The faculty and staff at North County St. Francis County School District are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, dedication, and commitment to be a good, successful student and athlete. Each student and athlete will have different goals and even different ways and timing of achieving those goals. So be yourself and excel to the very top. Good luck on a great year and a great season from the faculty and staff at the North St. Francis County School District. Stop in Dairy Queen in Farmington and Potosi for the best cheeseburgers in town. And don't forget about their chicken strip basket. 4 or 6 pieces of golden fried chicken strips, hot fries, Texas toast, and creamy white gravy. And remember, you'll love their new snack menu with new potato skins and soft pretzels. And don't forget your fantastic lunch, which includes an entree, drink, and sundae for just $5. That's Dairy Queen. 2 great locations in Potosi and Farmington where they treat you right.
The faculty and staff at the DeSoto School District takes this time to congratulate and praise their students and athletes for working hard and for their commitment and dedication to academics and sports. DeSoto is a proud member of the Missouri State High School Activities Association, and they remind all spectators that games are competitive but are also an educational experience for all the players and students. Let's continue to show respect and sportsmanship throughout all contests. Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum. They take the fear out of nighttime noises and more. Jeffco Alarm Services includes cameras, TV hangs, surround sound, and more, and can handle anything with low voltage wiring. Residential or commercial, Jeffco Alarm Service specializes in your safety and security. Call today for a free alarm bid at 636-677-2190. That's 677-2190. Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum, residential and commercial security. The peace of mind is priceless.
Matt Greenwell back with you on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. It is Class 3 District 2 volleyball action coming right at you very, very soon. You just heard from Jessica Fowler, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons. They are the 5 seed tonight. And you also just heard from Lindsey Brinkman, head coach for the 4th seeded DeSoto Dragons. And you heard what they think it's going to take to win the match today. These two teams will put their hearts on the line, put their bodies on the line as well, all for an opportunity to face the 1 seed, the Central Rebels, a team that has ruled MAAA, of course, MAAA conference champs just last week. So a very tough team, the Central Rebels, 27-3, believe it or not, and they are the one seed. So we're moments away from getting the St. Jim DeSoto match started. Let's introduce the rosters for DeSoto. We have Taylor Jones, a junior, Jenna Nicholson, a junior, Abby Ellsworth, a junior, Haley Johnson, a senior, Emma Portell, a senior, Abby Portell, a sophomore, Cameron Paley, a junior, Jillian Williams, a senior, Amy Reiser, a senior, Kylie Roth and Abby Pope, juniors, Jill Heath, a sophomore, and Macy Clough, a junior. For the St. Genevieve Dragons, you have libero and senior Jada Grimminger, middle hitter and senior Ella Reed, middle hitter and senior Julia McClinn, defensive specialist and senior Megan Schweigert, junior setter Brittany Kreitler, right outside hitter junior Marissa Fleeg, defensive specialist junior Macy Reynolds, junior outside hitter Jaden Wiener, and sophomore middle hitter Abby Moore. Those are the rosters for St. Jen and DeSoto. National anthem about to take place, so we'll step aside. When we come back, we will go ahead and provide you some volleyball action tonight. So again, it's the MIMO Info Sports Stream Class 3 District 2 Volleyball Tournament. We're back in just a few.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Fall is here and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, hometown proud.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the, oh yeah, for me.
Can you hand me my,
Yep, and here are a couple of woot-woots to share.
I love my woohoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's too.
Celebrate the Cardinals with a Big Mac for $1 when you buy one at regular price. Limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Matt Green will be back with you on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. We are literally moments away from first serve of this DeSoto-St. Genevieve matchup, the 4 versus the 5. DeSoto the 4 at 10-15-5. And St. Genevieve, the 5, at 11-14-4. Fans still filing in here. It's an early afternoon, but 3 volleyball matches for you tonight on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. This first one, like I said, DeSoto and St. Genevieve. As St. Gen will line up on our left, and DeSoto will set up on our right for the first set. Our second match is the two-seed Festus Tigers and the seventh-seeded Herculaneum Black Cats. Herculaneum would have a humongous upset if they're able to not only knock off the two-seed, but do it on the two-seed's home floor as we're here at Festus High School. And then the third and final match from Festus will be North County and Potosi. That is the three matchup versus the six. Really excited to be here broadcasting this Class 3 District 2 volleyball tournament for you. Again, St. Genevieve led by Jessica Fowler. Assistant coaches Luis Robertson and Carla Bosler. And for the DeSoto Dragons, head coach is Lindsey Brinkman. Assistant coaches are girls basketball head coach Sam Rawls and Chuck Miller as well. St. Jen wearing their white. That's white shirts. The libero is the only one dressed in green. And a coin was just flipped, and it looks like St. Jen is going to serve first. They'll be serving left to right. DeSoto decked out in their all greens, and their libero, number five, Haley Johnson, in all white. Left to right serve for the libero, Grimminger, received by DeSoto. Going to do that quite a bit tonight. There's Paley with a punch over the net that takes a slight deflection, and then set up for an outside shot was number 10, Ella Reed, but she did not get it over as it rolled off the top of the net and back on the St. Jen side. So DeSoto takes the first point of the match. Right to left serve now for DeSoto's Jillian Williams. Set up at the net for the outside hit from the near side, McClinn. Received by DeSoto. Set up for Paley. Paley smashes Doug off the back line by the libero. And St. Jen able to send it back over. Paley set up once again. Another dig attempt by Jada Grimminger, but this time it rolls off her fist and stays on the DeSoto side, on the St. Jen side, as DeSoto gets the point. I promise I will not do DeSoto. I will not mix these up. The entire match, I promise. There's a right-to-left serve for Jillian Williams, and Jillian Williams served it deep enough where it rolled up on the forearm of Macy Reynolds and landed in the second row of the bleachers on the opposite side of the floor. So 3-0 DeSoto in set one. Right-to-left serve from the far corner, Jillian Williams. A little knuckler, Jada Grimminger plays it. Here's a setup at the net by Johnson to the outside for Ella Reed. DeSoto's able to play it. They try to tap it over or punch it over with Paley. Ball's deflected up into the air, and DeSoto unable to get it back over. There is some backspin as Taylor Jones tried to hit it over with two hands, and it just wouldn't go. So St. Jen is on the board, and here comes a left-to-right serve from the righty, Julia McClinn. McClinn, slight jump, gets it over. Played off the back line towards the front. Paley set up for the kill shot. It's blocked back in her face, and she can't control it as the block goes to Marissa Fleeg, and St. Jen has reeled off two straight. It's 3-2. St. Jen still trailing, left to right serve once more from McClinn, and the receive on the far sideline goes to the left and lands on the DeSoto side, as not getting it right was Amy Reiser. 3-3 score, St. Jen, three straight points, left to right serve once again from McClinn. DeSoto digs it out middle, sets up Paley on the outside near side, and she smashes it towards the back row with a right and earns the point for DeSoto. Substitution for the DeSoto Dragons as Abby Pope checks in. She'll stand and face Paley as they wait for their right-to-left serve from Taylor Jones. Slightly flat-footed, gets it over towards the back row, set to the front, and a middle shot there by Ella Reed was too much to handle on the back row as it pops up into the air and lands between all six Dragons on the floor, and it's 4-4. Left to right serve, Brittany Kreitler towards the back row. Punched up to the sky, set for a hit from the middle. Abby Pope to the far line, and it's going to land in for a point to DeSoto. Here comes Kylie Roth on the floor for the DeSoto Dragons. Right to left serve coming from Cameron Paley as DeSoto's up 5-4. A lot of arc underneath that one, played off the back row. Here's a setup for the middle. It was too far to reach for Marissa Fleeg. So what did Abby Pope do? Well, she went ahead and just tapped it right back over Fleeg for a point. DeSoto up 6-4. Right to left serve from the near corner for Paley. Played on along the line. Here's a set for number 10, Ella Reed. She punches it towards the back row. And Taylor Jones unable to dig it out as it lands about three rows deep on the bleachers on our side of the floor, and it's 6-5. St. Jen trailing. Ball rolled underneath the net to set up Ella Reed for a serve at 5'9". He's got some good height, Ella Reed. Line drive serve, dug out, and it will land short of the net. In a point to St. Jen, just like that, an ace for Ella Reed. It's 6-6. Again, winner of this match gets to take on the top seed Central Rebels tomorrow night. Low line drive serve. This one does not clear the net. And Ella Reed gives the point right back to DeSoto. 7-6 DeSoto Dragons. The Battle of Dragons here in round one of the Class 3 District 2 Volleyball Tournament. Once again, I'm Matt Green with Chase back in the MIMO Info Sports Stream studio. Right to left serve for Emma Portell, played by St. Jen. They get three hits back over, setting up in the middle. Abby Pope leans back, punches it with her right towards the back row. St. Jen, two hits off the back row. They finally lift it over. Here's another set and a tap in the middle of the net by Abby Pope. St. Jen keeps it alive. St. Jen with an outside shot with the right. And that was number 12, Jada Greminger. I beg your pardon, that was number 13, Abby Moore. Abby Moore set up again for a kill towards the back row, dug out by DeSoto. DeSoto, three hits over. They play it. St. Jen, couple of taps. They get it towards the middle of the net. Fleeg. Fleeg just lifts it over. DeSoto on the near side. Kill shot there for Abby Pope. And it goes from one line to the other. St. Jen taps it back over. DeSoto once again has to get it over in three. They do. Heath over to the line. Here's a set. And a little lob punch by Marissa Fleeg. And it just lands out of bounds from the middle of the net to the far sideline. 8-6 DeSoto. That was a very long rally. DeSoto wins it on the miss hit from Fleeg. 8-6. Emma Portell, jump serve from the back row near corner. Received by St. Jen. Here's a bad set, unfortunately, for Brittany Kreitler as she tried to put Fleeg in a position to knock it over, and it wound up landing next to the floor judge. So 9-6 DeSoto has reeled off the last 3 points. Right to left serve coming for Emma Portell. Slight jump, high arcing serve towards the back row. Here's the set by Kreitler at the middle to the outside, tapped over by Ella Reed. DeSoto gets it on their side, and then a whistle goes. And it looks like there was contact with the net on the hit over by DeSoto. And so the Dragons of DeSoto get the point. It's 10-6. We've got ourselves a 30-second timeout on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Happy to have you with us. Class 3, District 2, first round action. DeSoto taking on St. Genevieve. Timeout called by Jessica Fallert of the St. Gen Dragons, and she bit into them pretty quickly. Trying to get the girls remotivated as DeSoto's reeled off the last 4 points. Here comes a right-to-left serve from Emma Portell on the near side. Slight jump in her serve. High arcing one played off the back row by Greminger. Coming forward, the setter, Kreitler, lifts it over her head for a setup outside, and a kill shot there by Abby Moore is no bueno. So a point to DeSoto. 11-6, DeSoto has reeled off the last 5 points. It's 11-6 in the first set. Sinking serve there once again from Portell right to left. Dug out by the Dragons. Hit over by Kreitler. And a whistle goes, and DeSoto got a double tap on their side. It appears Haley Johnson hit it twice. And a point goes to St. Genevieve. It's 11-7. Substitution, Schweigert for St. Jen comes on and immediately takes the ball to serve from the back line in the middle. Gets it over. DeSoto plays it at the net. There's Portell lifting it over. Set up by Kreitler for a hit from McClinn. DeSoto keeps it alive. Gets it back over in three knocks from the middle of the net. A double hand tap by Kreitler. DeSoto sends it back over. Now St. Jen set up for the outside. That's Abby Moore lifting it over. DeSoto playing it at the middle of the net. Tapped over by Abby Pope. Staying alive, or keeping it alive, is Jada Greminger for St. Jen. To the DeSoto side. A setup for Kylie Roth on the punch from the near side outside. And she misses it as she hits it right into the net. And St. Jen wins that long rally. Left to right serve coming for Schweigert, all 5 foot of her. And DeSoto plays it off the back row. Punch over by number 15, Jill Heath. St. Jean able to tap it back over from the outside. Good hit there by Kreitler. DeSoto has a chance to kill it. And Kylie Roth, unfortunately, could not get it over the top of the net. No, I beg your pardon. She got it over. I just thought it was on the outside of the line, but no. All right, so point to DeSoto. My bad. There's a right-to-left serve from Haley Johnson, and then killing it into the net was Julia McClin. 13-8 DeSoto. Here comes a right-to-left serve for Jenna Nicholson, a 5-foot junior. Goes line-to-line on her serve, dug out by Grimminger, setting up St. Jen for a kill at the net, and Ella Reed has it, McClin has it knocked back in her direction, but a whistle goes, and it looks like DeSoto made contact with the net on the block. 13-9, left to right serve, St. Jen trailing. Schweiger gets it over, DeSoto to play it. On the outside, leaning back slightly, Taylor Jones goes from one line to the opposite, and it lands just inside, deep far line, 14-9 DeSoto. Cameron Paley back in for DeSoto. Right to left serve coming from Kylie Roth. Roth keeps her feet on the floor. Pounds it over to the back row. St. Jen with an opportunity at the net. Outside hit from the near side. Moore. DeSoto plays it. And we have a whistle and a double tap called on the Dragons. So that winds up being a kill for Abby Moore. And St. Jen back within four. Gets a high five from Coach Fallett as she makes her way to the bench. Left to right serve coming from Jada Grimminger. A libero and a lefty. And did she land it in? Yes. DeSoto let it go. Nicholson. Lean back, matrix style, and let it land on the top of the line, and so a point to St. Jen. 14-11, here comes the lefty serve from Grimminger. Punches it towards the back corner. Played there by DeSoto, up towards the net. Double hand tap, Taylor Jones from the middle to the outside, and it lands in there for a point to DeSoto. Jillian Williams back on, and sure she's going to go right towards the loose ball. Rolling behind the baseline of what would be a basketball court baseline. And she'll be the one to serve right to left. Jillian Williams started this match serving for DeSoto. Low lining serve that sinks. Dug out by St. Jen. Three taps over. And they get it over successfully. Here's Paley set up at the net. Leans back. Gets the shot over. And now DeSoto with an attempt to block a St. Jen kill shot from Ella Reed at the net. And it hit the blocks. But it landed out of bounds on the DeSoto side. And point goes to St. Jen. Here comes Julia McClin, 5'8 senior middle hitter, to serve for St. Jen as they trail 15-12 in the first set. Left to right serve for McClin towards the back row, dug out by Haley Johnson. Towards the middle, set by Jones. Pound by Paley towards the back corner opposite side, and St. Jen able to save it. They get it over to DeSoto. Little lean tap by Portell with two fingers. Over to St. Jen's side. St. Jen rushes it back to DeSoto's side. DeSoto with a light tap over. Now at the net with the outside shot with her right is number 26, Marissa Fleeg. And she knuckles one over the double block, and it lands in for a point to St. Jen. Now it's 15-13 DeSoto. They were up 11-6. Left to right serve from the far corner, McClin, towards the back row. Lifted up by Jenna Nicholson. Set by Jones to Portell on the outside, and Portell trying to get it over the blocks, and the blocks put it down. 15-14, St. Jen within 1 point. Left to right serve, McClin goes line to line. Here's a setup for Paley. Will nudge it over with the palm of her hand to set up St. Jen on an outside. There is McClin setting up Reed, and Reed misses long off the back row for a point to DeSoto. Here comes Abby Pope, junior, at 5'10", middle hitter, lined up in the middle of the net as DeSoto's on serve right to left, Taylor Jones. Played off the back row by St. Jen. Here's a set and a little tap over, a little lean and a tap from Marissa Fleeg, fooling the blockers, and St. Jen back on serve within 1 point. Winner takes on the Central Rebels tomorrow at 4:30. Left to right serve, St. Jen. DeSoto will play it. Here's a set for Paley, and Paley pounds it. From line to line she goes, and unable to dig it was Kreitler, And DeSoto gets the point, 17-15. Here comes Kylie Roth back to the floor. Right to left serve coming from Paley, who's got her long blonde hair tied up in a bun with a gray headband. She gets it over. St. Jen to play it. Here's a set to the middle for Fleek. Taps it over at the middle of the net. DeSoto not fooled this time around. They'll punch it back over. Dug out by Grimminger. Kill shot for St. Jen into the face of Paley, who protects herself with the left hand. DeSoto knocks it over with Amy Reiser, and then St. Jen fumbles with it on their side of the floor, and it lands for a point to DeSoto. Quickly serving right to left, high arcing serve. Paley dug out by Grimminger. Set up at the net on the near side. A pound and a point for Ella Reed, and St. Jen back within two. And immediately Ella Reed will go over to the ball, pounds it a couple of times into the floor, and delivers a nice serve, dipping towards the back row. Played up to the middle, running tap by Portell, back to St. Jen's side. St. Jen forced to dig it and tap it back over. And once again, here's Portell with a setup to the middle for Abby Pope. Her kill shot from the middle to the outside, saved by St. Jen. Back to DeSoto's side. Another set, and then this time a kill for Kylie Roth, and it lands just in off the back row. 19-16, DeSoto looking to take set one in this best of three in the first round of the Class 3 District 2 volleyball tournament at Festus High School. Right to left serve coming for Emma Portell. Low line serve just clears the net. Dug out by Moore. Up top to the outside, Fleeg pounds it. DeSoto gets it. Taps it back over. And once again, Marissa Fleeg with a hard right kill. And DeSoto unable to dig it out. From the middle of the net to the outside line on the near side, it's 19-17. St. Jen gets the point. By the way, Kylie Roth took a spill for DeSoto on that point right there. She's okay, though. Left to right serve coming for Megan Schweigert towards the back row. DeSoto receives it, set up towards the net. Abby Pope, two-finger tap over. St. Jen pounds it on the second hit towards the line. DeSoto able to knock it back to St. Jen's side. Here's another pound at the middle of the net by McClinn. McClinn has it dug out. Then a hit over McClinn's block to DeSoto's side. And tapping it over was Kylie Roth. She gets a big congratulations from her teammates as DeSoto goes up 20-17. Yeah, McClinn had that one clear her. And on the dig, St. Jen got it over, and then waiting for it was Roth to pound it back into the floor. So 20-17, DeSoto on serve. There it goes right to left. Live action now is McClinn. Kill from the middle, dug out on the line from Jenna Nicholson. St. Jen on their side now, forced to get it to DeSoto's side. DeSoto, four hits on DeSoto as there was a tap by Kylie Roth that touched the top of the net, and trying to get away with a fast one was Taylor Jones, but the official above the net called the point to St. Jen. Left to right serve coming from Macy Reynolds of St. Jen, down by two in the first set. DeSoto plays it. Two-hand tap over, line-to-line Roth. Now a setup from the outside, near side, and Julia McClinn once again kills it right into the chest of Jenna Nicholson, and Nicholson can't handle the heat, and St. Jen is within one, 20-19. DeSoto leading St. Jen set one of the first round of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. We got a 30-second break on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Josh Harris joins us now from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington and Poplar Bluff and soon to be Festus. And Josh, you know, the holidays are right around the corner, and I'm thinking an off-road vehicle from Midwest Sports would look great under the Christmas tree.
With Christmas right around the corner, we can help fill those Christmas needs from anything from side-by-sides, ATVs, youth ATVs, youth motorcycles. Ultimate Toy Store here in Farmington. We're located at 124 Walker Road.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center.
Matt Greenwell back with you on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. It is 20-19 DeSoto. And out of this timeout, it will be St. Jen serving. From left to right it goes. DeSoto to play it. Slightly from the middle, Roth taps it over with two hands towards the middle. Set by Kreitler, kill for McClinn. And it's 20-20 here in set one as St. Jen has earned the last 3 points. Looking to take the lead. Left to right serve for St. Jen. DeSoto to set up an outside kill shot from Jenna Nicholson. St. Jen able to keep it alive. And then a one-handed tap over the double block. Abby Moore finds a little space between the front and the back. And it's 21-20 St. Jen. Left to right serve once again for Macy Reynolds. And she serves it into the net. And that is a momentum killer. 21-21. Let's see if DeSoto can get back on top. Right to left serve, Kylie Roth towards the middle. Played up towards the net by St. Jen. Running into the post was Abby Moore for the Dragons, but she's able to get it over. Now DeSoto with opportunities to set things up for Paley, and Paley goes long with the kill shot. She goes long with the kill shot from the outside on the near side of the floor. And it went behind the back line. Point to St. Jen. They lead 22-21. Here's Jada Grimminger. Lefty libero serves it over. Received and hit to the outside. Paley keeps it in play, though. DeSoto, third tap over, gets it over. Here's a setup at the middle of the net, and there you go. There's a kill from the middle from Ella Reed. And St. Jen up 23-21. And Lindsey Brinkman using the second of two timeouts in the first set. 23-21 St. Jen, their largest lead of set one. We have a 30-second break on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home, the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. 23-21 St. Jen. Lefty libero Grimminger serves it over left to right. Played by DeSoto. Here's Paley tapping it over the double block, and it finds real estate. And DeSoto is back on serve, down by one. First set action here from Festus High School, Class 3, District 2, first round tournament. I'm Matt Greenwood, Chase Sellers, back in the MIMO Info Sports Stream studio. Right to left serve for Jillian Williams. Received by St. Jen. Set to the outside. And a pound from Julia McClinn. Finds some space along the back row as it lands about a foot in bounds. It's 24-22 St. Jen. And they are serving for the set. Here comes Julia McClinn, the 5'8 senior. Can she get it? Left to right serve. Jump serve. Played off the back row by DeSoto. Set up here for Paley on the outside. She pounds it. And that one's going to be received on the pound from Macy Reynolds. And she winds up having that ball hit off her fist and go all the way behind her, hitting the back wall here on the basketball court at Festus High School. So DeSoto back on serve, down 24-23. Serving for the tie, Taylor Jones. Right to left it goes. High arcing serve. And it just lands out of bounds. Heads up play, Jada Grimminger. She let it go long, and it went long by an inch or two. And St. Jen steals set one, 25-23. Got ourselves a two-minute break between now and the second set. Once again, St. Jen 25, DeSoto 23. DeSoto needs to win the next set to keep their season alive. Find out if they can do so next on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Fleek's Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business, where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Massey Ferguson, Hustler, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, Spartan, Kuhn, and many more. Fleek's Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment from the summer and fall. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you need over the winter, also for the spring. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, new blades, whatever the need, see us here at Fleek's Equipment. Make us your first stop, Fleek's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington. Online 24/7 at Fleek's.com. Fleek's Equipment, let our family serve your family.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Matt Green will back with you for set two of the first round of the Class 3 District 2 volleyball tournament between DeSoto and St. Genevieve. St. Gen was down by as much as 11-6. They come back to win it 25-23. So St. Gen one set away from facing the Central Rebels, the MAAA Conference Champions, and the one seed in this tournament. I want to thank Potosi Dairy Queen of Potosi, Jeffco Alarm Services of Herculaneum, DeSoto School District, and the North County School District in Bon Terre for sponsoring this week's tournament. All right, so on serve first is DeSoto. We have a play at the net, and the Dragons unable to dig out a kill from St. Jen. It hit the bottom of the net, and it's 1-0 St. Jen. Right to left serve for Julia McClinn. Played off the back row for DeSoto. Set up to the middle for Taylor Jones. Jones has her shot blocked back to her. DeSoto keeps it alive. DeSoto, third hit over. Setting up to the outside is number 10, Ella Reed, and Ella Reed has her kill shot knocked right back in her face from Sophia Cummings. Sophia Cummings up from the JV squad to help out DeSoto. As it's 1-1 here in set two, Jillian Williams from the near corner to our left serves it over. St. Jen pounds it at the middle from Ella Reed. The shot is too much to handle, as on the back row, trying to keep it alive was Haley Johnson. And unable to do so, she hit it back over her shoulder. Jillian Williams was on the chase coming right at us and could not get there in time. 2-1 St. Jen, right to left serve for number 5, Brittany Kreitler. Got ourselves some play here at the net. And from the outside, Macy Reynolds able to pound it towards the back line. And that's good for a point. Macy Reynolds with an older sister, Maddie Reynolds, who went ahead and played basketball at Minoy Area College for a year and then moved on. Here's a right to left serve for Brittany Kreitler. Kill shot at the net now for DeSoto. Paley has it blocked back to her side. DeSoto keeps it alive, gets it over. Now at the net, it's Marissa Fleeg. Fleeg taps it over. DeSoto keeps it alive along the line. They get it back over. Here's a pound to the near side of the net for Ella Reed. DeSoto keeps it alive. Paley set up for a kill shot. She leans back, hits it over. St. Jen ready for it. St. Jen with the double blocks actually tap it over. Paley keeps it alive to the middle. Tapped over by Fleeg. Dig by DeSoto. Back to Paley for the set. And the outside kill shot is a soft one, but it works. And DeSoto trailing 3-2 now. Smiles all around as a well-earned point goes the DeSoto way. Here comes a left-to-right serve for Taylor Jones, Jr. at 5-5. Serves it with a right hand towards the back row, played by Grimminger. Set to the middle, or set from the middle, I should say, by Brittany Kreitler, and a miss hit there by Macy Reynolds at the net, and it's 3-3. Left-to-right serve coming from Taylor Jones. It's 3-3 in set two. Towards the back row, picking it out is McClinn to the outside. Kill shot there by St. Jen. And it's a successful one. Going line to line was Marissa Fleeg. 4-3, St. Jen on top. Here goes Ella Reed to serve it. She'll get a running start from right to left. It goes with the right hand. Played off the middle by DeSoto. Here's a set for Paley. Kill shot as she leans forward. It's blocked off the top of the net. DeSoto to keep it alive. Two tall girls at the middle of the net go for it. Knock it back to DeSoto. DeSoto taps it over. And then a kill shot for number 13. That is Abby Moore, the 5'7 sophomore, getting in on the kill action. And she earns the point for St. Jen. Again, St. Jen set, situated on our right. DeSoto to our left. 5-3 St. Jen in set two. Here comes a right-to-left serve for Reed. High arcing serve towards the opposite line. Played by DeSoto. Set up for Paley on the outside. That's a good set by Emma Portell as Paley able to go line to line with it and earn the point for DeSoto. And they are back on serve, trailing 5-4. Alpha Media Farmington encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That includes Applebee's of Farmington, Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, and Comtree of Festus. From the middle back row, Paley serves it to the opposite line. St. Jen keeps it alive, and a little tap over after the serve received from Grimminger, a tap over by number two, Julia McClinn. She finds a little space at the feet of Paley for a point to St. Jen. 6-4 St. Jen. Right to left serve, Schweigert to the line. DeSoto sets up Roth with an outside shot, and what's the call here? On the kill, they're going to say St. Jen tapped it. No argument from St. Jen. So DeSoto gets the point, trailing 6-5. Taking a seat for DeSoto is Amy Reiser. Left to right serve, slight jump for Emma Portell for DeSoto, and miscommunication there by St. Jen. It lands in between all six players. And we are all tied up at 6-6. Set one went to St. Jen, 25-23. DeSoto needs this set to keep their season alive. Left to right jump serve, Portell. It's diving towards the back row. Grimminger digs it out. Kill at the net from St. Jen. DeSoto keeps it alive, and a miss hit at the middle of the net for Abby Pope. She was leaning back a little too much and hit it right into the net. And it's 7-6 St. Jen. Right to left high arcing serve from the middle of the back line to the back line from number three, Macy Reynolds. I beg your pardon, that was nine, Schweigert. DeSoto to play it at the net. Pushing it forward is Kylie Roth. St. Jen keeps it alive along the far line. St. Jen now taps it over at the middle of the net. It's Abby Pope. Pope taps it over. St. Jen to keep it alive. Kill shot at the net, blocked by the Dragons, but blocked back to St. Jen. Kill shot there by McClinn, and DeSoto keeps it alive. DeSoto to tap it over with Roth. Set up now for Reed. Dug out off the back row by Haley Johnson. DeSoto with a hit over the net, and the blocks for St. Jen can't handle it. And DeSoto gets another long rally point, 7-7 now. Of the long rallies, DeSoto has won three, and St. Jen has won one. Left to right serve coming for Jenna Nicholson. There it goes. Played off the back line by Schweigert. Up towards the middle, set by Kreitler. Kill by McClinn, and McClinn goes from the outside on the near side of the floor to the other line, to the opposite line, and gets the point. Left to right, or excuse me, right to left serve coming from the lefty, Jada Grimminger, played along the line by DeSoto's Taylor Jones. Set up for Roth on the outside. Her kill shot played by St. Jen. At the line, a little tap over by St. Jen. A dig by Jenna Nicholson. And then alertly, Kylie Roth just punched it over before the ball could hit the base of the net. And St. Jen was not ready for it. And so now DeSoto gets the point, and it's 8-8. Kylie Roth to serve. The junior at 5-6. Serves it with the right hand. Goes to the far line. There's Grimminger to keep it alive. Set is too far for St. Jen, and DeSoto alertly taps it back down. Sophia Cummings able to play it on the floor, and it's 9-8 DeSoto. Back-to-back points for the DeSoto Dragons. Left-to-right serve Roth. Sinking serve towards the back row. Played by St. Jen. Here's a punch leaning back. Schweigert from the middle of the floor gets it over, and DeSoto can't handle it. It got over the block somehow, and Kylie Roth could not save the point for DeSoto. And it's back to being tied, 9-9. Right to left serve coming from McClinn, the redhead. Slight lean back, but gets it over regardless. Haley Johnson hits it towards the middle of the net. Set for Paley on the outside. Kill shot played by St. Jen. St. Jen pounds it at the middle from Fleeg. The dig there by DeSoto up towards the middle of the net. And, hey, Emma Portell alertly just taps it over the double blocks. And it lands just inside the far line, 10-9, DeSoto back on top. Cummings off the floor, Williams on for the serve. Williams punches it. Little knuckling action there, played by St. Jen. And then a kill shot on the outside from the near side. And Marissa Fleeg with another point for St. Jen. Jillian Williams couldn't dig it out of the corner. And we're all squared up at 10 apiece. St. Jen took the first set, 25-23. Right to left serve coming for St. Genevieve. Played along the lines for Nicholson. Nicholson setting up Paley for the kill shot to the back line. And that one lands in for a point. We'll see Jenna Nicholson take a seat. On for the serve, Taylor Jones, junior, 5'5", middle hitter. Left to right serve, palms it with a right. Towards the back row, Grimminger plays it. Here's a set for Macy Reynolds. And hey, even at 5 feet tall, Reynolds able to punch that one over towards the back corner, and it lands right at the feet of Haley Johnson. So Macy Reynolds earns the point for St. Jen. Beg your pardon, 5'4", didn't mean to short her 4 inches. 11-11, the score. Serve for St. Jen, set for Paley. After DeSoto received it, Paley got set up beautifully, but she hit it long. And St. Jen back on top, 12-11. Right to left serve coming for Ella Reed. Pounds it hard. Man, I'm able to receive it though. Riser setting up Paley for a tap over line to line. St. Jen keeps it alive. At the middle of the net now, it's blocked by Pope. And then lands at the feet of Emma Portell. And that kill point will be awarded to Marissa Fleeg. 13-11, St. Jen up by two in the second set. Right to left serve, Reed. Towards the back corner, played by Johnson. To the front of the net, Paley taps it over. St. Jen keeps it alive. Here's DeSoto's. Paley once again leans in with the left into the double block, and you're not going to get it over the 5'11" Marissa Fleeg like that, as Fleeg knocked it back down in her face. It's 14-11, St. Jen. Reed, right to left serve for St. Jen, and that one is going to land in. Coach Brinkman may have said, let it go, Amy Reiser, and so she did, and it landed in for a point. 15-11, St. Jen in set two. They're up one set to none. 30-second timeout on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Family, health, home. Comtree has been a leader in providing health care to you and your family for over 45 years. What started as mental health services has expanded to dental care, primary care, and many community services. We are your home for health care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Greenwell back with you on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. It is a Class 3 District 2 volleyball tournament. First round action. St. Jen up 15-11 in set two. They lead one set to none. Alpha Media Farmington wants you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That includes the Doe Run Company of Park Hills, Fleeg's Equipment in Ledington and St. Genevieve, and Gateway Motors in Fredericktown. Right to left serve for St. Jen's Ella Reed. DeSoto, miscommunication on their side after the receive, and Paley let it go, and DeSoto gives the point to St. Jen. 16-11, St. Jen. They have reeled off five straight. Right to left serve for Reed. Played off the back row by Amy Reiser, setting up Paley for a kill shot from the outside, and she goes long with it. And we're starting to see some slumped shoulders and heads dropping for DeSoto as they trail 17-11 in set two, already down one set to none. Right to left serve for Reed. Leans in on the serve. DeSoto plays it. Paley with a little payback to herself, if you will. Able to hit it real hard with the right hand from the outside. And hit it hard right at the fingertips of McClinn off the back line. So DeSoto gets their first point in the last seven played. Left to right serve, Paley. St. Jen plays it. Set at the net. Kill shot. Fleeg. Dig by Paley. Back towards the middle of the net, and Marissa Fleeg then came over and tapped it from the middle over the double block. And she'll earn a kill there. And it's 18-12, St. Genevieve. Set two. Right to left serve, Schweigert. Played along the far line for DeSoto. Here's Kylie Roth set up for an outside kill. It skips off the top of the net, rolls, and lands on the St. Jen side for a point to DeSoto. And now Sophia Cummings, the brunette with long hair and a ponytail, with a Nike black headband, in for DeSoto. Left to right serve, though, for number six, Portell. Off the back row, St. Jim plays it, setting up McClinn for a kill from the near side. And her left side hit, if you will, is blocked back to St. Jim's side and on the floor for a point. So 18-14, DeSoto still trails. Left to right serve, Emma Portell. She's really red in the face. She's working hard. St. Jim plays it towards the middle. Kill shot blocked back towards the back line. And then Grimminger able to get it towards the front of the net. There's McClinn, a bigger pardon, Abby Moore, who goes line to line with her shot. And it was just over Portell and landed in for a point to St. Jim. 19-14 St. Jim. Right to left serve from Macy Reynolds. DeSoto to play it at the net. Pope has her kill shot blocked back to the DeSoto side. Here's another set for Kylie Roth. Outside shot from the DeSoto Dragon is to the opposite line, played by St. Jim back to DeSoto's side. Once again, a set for Roth. This time she taps it over. St. Jim keeps it alive, and then a block at the net of St. Jim's Schweigert found a pair of arms for number 14, Abby Pope, and on the ball that landed over that block, five players converged as they scramble to the middle of the floor, but none of them can get to it. So point to DeSoto. Now they trail 19-15. DeSoto on serve. Here's a kill shot at the net from the middle. McClinn past the dig attempt of Emma Portell, and it will land at the left hand of Karen Beattie, head coach of the Festus Volleyball Tigers, their matchup next. So point goes to St. Jim there. And a left-to-right knuckling serve from Jada Grimminger. One of the first few mistakes she's made all night as she sends that one long by about 2 feet. DeSoto down 16-20 in set two, down one set to none. Left-to-right serve for Kylie Roth. Roth stops, pumps it over. Played off the back row by Grimminger. Set up for the kill by McClinn on the outside right side. And she delivers one into the floor over the blocks. Point to St. Jim. DeSoto's season hanging in the balance here. St. Jim, if they get the next four, they win. Right to left serve, McClinn. Played off the middle by DeSoto. Set by Portell. She taps it over her head to Paley. Paley adjusts on the fly, taps it over the double block, and it lands in the middle of the floor. 21-17, DeSoto will use the right hand of Jillian Williams to get back in this one as more fans start filing in. We're getting closer to a packed house. Left to right serve, Williams from the near corner. St. Jim to play it over. Tapped over by McClinn. DeSoto keeps it alive. DeSoto gets it over. And then a kill shot from the middle from Ella Reed goes wide. And DeSoto gets the point. And it's 21-18. St. Jim has the lead on DeSoto. Got ourselves a timeout called by Lindsey Brinkman of the DeSoto Dragons. Let's go ahead and keep it here. And let you know that Alpha Media Farmington encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That includes Potosi Dairy Queen, Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum, North County School District in Bonterre. They're the third matchup tonight against Potosi, and then also the DeSoto School District. Also want to thank Jefferson County Family YMCA of Festus, Gifford Lumber in Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville, and Hearing Care Partners in Farmington. So DeSoto is on serve. It'll be Jillian Williams to do the duties as it's 21-18, DeSoto trailing. Left to right serve from the near corner to the back line. Grimminger plays it forward to the net. Set up for Fleeg. Fleeg with a slight tap over the blocks from the near side, and it lands at the dig attempt of Jenna Nicholson. And St. Jim with the point back on serve up 22-18. Right to left serve coming from Kreitler towards the back line. DeSoto plays it. Emma Portell in front of her bench keeps it alive. DeSoto taps it over. St. Jim three hits, taps it over. DeSoto on the opposite side of the floor. Two shots. Paley taps it over on the second one. And then Paley has the ball hit right back in her face by Marissa Fleeg, and it goes towards the entrance. And unable to get to it is Haley Johnson. And St. Jim up 23-18. Coach Brinkman has used her second and final timeout. DeSoto down one set to none. St. Jim in command here, up by five. 30-second break on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe, SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
.23-18, St. Jen leading DeSoto. Sorry, got back in just a little bit late, but DeSoto just earned a point. Paley was the last to touch it, although St. Jen just rolled the shot underneath the net. So 23-19, DeSoto trails. Left to right serve for Taylor Jones. St. Jen on the outside. It's Reed setting up Macy Reynolds. Kill shot from line to line. Dug out by DeSoto. Paley on the opposite side of the floor. Gets it over with her two-handed, her two-fisted hit. And St. Jen with a shot from the middle. A tap over by Fleeg. And St. Jen to serve for the set. 24-19. Serving for the match is Reed. Reed gets it over. DeSoto plays it towards the net. Portell to Paley. Paley going line to line. And it's out of bounds. Point to St. Jen. Match to St. Jen. They survive in advance in the Class 3 District 2 tournament. They will be taking on Central tomorrow at 4:30 in the semifinals. We'll be back for your home pools and spas post-game show next on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the inks to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll. And we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS Tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall 2 lessons begin the week of October 28th. Contact 636-931-9622 for details or to register.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a five-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-851. 153-71.
Matt Greenwell back with you on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Class 3 District 2 Volleyball first round action. The 5-seeded St. Genevieve Dragons knock off the 4th-seeded DeSoto Dragons 25-23 and 25-19. St. Genevieve advancing to the semifinals to take on the top seed Central Rebels. That'll be tomorrow. It'll be our first match at 4:30. Jessica Fallard, head coach for St. Gen, will be joining us here very soon. I see her walking up the steps, and she'll probably talk to her assistant real fast and then throw on the headset here as well. Or she might just come right over to us and throw the headset on. So I know in those post-match victories, sometimes people could be coming right at you, and sometimes things get a little confusing. And so sometimes coaches might forget, but Coach Fowler has not forgotten. Coach, you seem to be having trouble with my headset.
It's not moving.
No, it's not a very...
Okay, well, this will work. I'll just hold it.
Okay. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
First off, yes. Man, your blocks at the net stood out today.
Yeah, you know, we didn't look bad. I think we definitely have some things to improve on. They definitely picked up their game, and played I felt like we definitely started off the first set pretty slow. But after that, they definitely picked up their game and played more consistent.
There was a good mix of short rallies. There was a good mix of long rallies. I thought DeSoto handled the long rallies a little bit better, but the short rallies were, and by short, I mean somewhere within maybe a play lasting 10 to 15 seconds. Some went what seemed like forever, and DeSoto got those, but the shorter ones you guys were able to win. Is that kind of your assessment?
DeSoto did win quite a few long rallies, and we did have some short, it wasn't one particular thing or item, but, it was some good ball both sides.
Preferably for you guys, do you prefer the short rallies or the long rallies? Do you feel like where do you have the advantage, you think?
We just got to do a better job of staying with the ball. I think, DeSoto did get quite a few tip kills on us. And, when they had those long rallies, they tipped and it got down. So
I think Ella Reed at one point, maybe in the second set, reeled off 6 consecutive serves that were quite good, and that led to points for you guys. Whenever you have one server sort of getting a string of points for you, what does that do for the club?
It's good to have that momentum and that, just get that rally going and that run going, and it definitely sometimes gets in other teams' heads. So, she did a great job behind that serving line tonight.
Coach, it was 11-6 in the first set. DeSoto was on top, and I think that's when you were like, all right, I've had it. I got to call a timeout. What was said, and how did you guys turn it around, you think?
You know, to be honest, our passes weren't the best. We were running our, you know, most of our passes were at the 10-foot line, and we can't have that. It's hard to run on offense when your passes are there. We need to clean up our passing. And we, to be honest, the first half of the first set, we weren't swinging at all. You can't win games by not getting a swing on the ball.
Coach Fowler, it takes a team effort to win, but we have a player of the game certificate. It's a free entree at Applebee's of Farmington for the player of the game. I'm not really good at the volleyball side of things, picking the player of the game, so I'll let you do the honors.
Okay, thank you.
Who would you like for the player of the game to be?
I don't know yet. I have to pick one now. I've never had to be on the spot.
I'll do it for you then. How about Ella Reed?
I thought
with the serving, you know, had quite a few blocks at the net. Marissa Fleeg was a close second.
Definitely.
Because of all of her blocks too, but.
Yeah, Ella's a good choice. She'll take it, definitely.
Right.
She played well. Thank you.
That way they can be mad at me and not you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, have a good night.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow. All right, that is Jessica Fowler, head coach for St. Jen Volleyball. As she'll walk away with a big smile on her face, they are going to be taking on the Central Rebels, MAAA Conference Champions, the top seed in this Class 3 District 2 tournament. Also, 27 wins for the Central Rebels. So it's going to be a tough fight, a tough match tomorrow for St. Jen. But hey, guess what? They are into that semifinal, and at this stage in the playoffs, you have to be on your game, because if you're not, you go home. And St. Jen survives day one of the Class 3 District 2 volleyball tournament. All right, coming up next, we're going to have Festus, the 2 seed, against Herculaneum, the 7 seed. Both these teams out of Jefferson County. Festus, 19 wins, 10 losses, 2 ties. Herculaneum, 7 wins, 17 losses, and 2 ties. Coach Mita, Audrey Mita, the head coach for the Black Cats, and extremely longtime head coach, Karen Beely, for the Festus Tigers. And so that match is going to be starting here in about 11 and a half minutes. So what we're going to do here, and this is what we're going to have between matches for this tournament and future volleyball tournaments, especially the ones that involve so many games in one night, and that is we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we will still do our Fleas Equipment pregame show, but it'll be an abbreviated pregame show. And at the end of every match, we're going to talk with the winning coach. So we just did that with Coach Fowler to St. Jen as they went at 25-23 and 25-19. And we're going to give Festus and Herculaneum a little bit of time to warm up here. They've got a little less than 11 minutes to go. And so what we're going to do here is we'll run down some of our sponsors because, hey, guess what? There's a lot of folks, a lot of businesses around our regional radio listening area that are supporting not just high school athletics, but this volleyball match here today. And I just want to give them a little bit more love, and that includes Potosi's Dairy Queen, Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum, the DeSoto School District, as well as the North County School District in Bonterre, and of course the UPS store in Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, and Mineral Area College in Park Hills. So those among many others supporting high school athletics in your area, and so we thank them, and I'm sure you're thankful for them as well. All right, so about 10 minutes left before Festus and Herky begins. And, again, that's the 2 versus the 7. Festus the 2, Herky the 7. St. Jen is on to the semifinals of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. They beat DeSoto 25-23 and 25-19. And so what we're going to do here, we're going to take a break. And in about 4 minutes, we're going to come back. And we're going to start an entirely new broadcast, if you will. We're going to come back in 4 minutes with the Fleegs Equipment pregame show of Festus and Herculaneum. So, yes, we're going to disappear for 4 minutes, but please don't go away. We've got some more volleyball for you in this Class 3 District 2 tournament. Once again, St. Jen knocks off DeSoto 25-23 and 25-19. DeSoto ends their season at 10-16-5. St. Jen improves to 11-14-4, and they'll rest up and get a chance to take on the top seed Central Rebels tomorrow at 4:30. So in 4 minutes, we'll come back with pregame of Festus and Herculaneum.